That decided matters for Jaina. Let's designate her an in-case-of-emergency resource. Maybe get Winter to approach her on a preliminary basis. Jag nodded. Jaina's comlink beeped, a familiar unwelcome series of notes, two musical tones, a pause, and two more. Jaina froze. Oh no! Didn't you say he checked up on you only an hour ago? Yes. She looked stricken. That should have given me 3 or 4 hours more, at least. I haven't heard of any of the observers doing their checks an hour apart. She pulled out her comlink and glared at it. How fast can you get to the temple and sneak back in? Nowhere near fast enough. He's going to beep again. The comlink did beep again, the same notes. Jaina winced. And then he's going to assume I'm too deeply asleep to hear him. He'll go down to my quarters, which only takes a minute, and start ringing the chimes. If he doesn't get an answer then, he'll calm the master on duty and they'll force the door. But I have one chance. She scrabbled around in her pouch and brought out a second comlink. I rewired the door intercom with a comlink matched to this one. I can talk to him as if I'm just inside my quarters. Maybe I can bluff him. Maybe I can convince him he doesn't actually have to see me. She knew she didn't sound hopeful. She wasn't. What happens if you can't? She sighed. I get found out having sneaked out of the temple without my observer. Master Hamner will be obliged to punish me somehow, teaching basic telekinesis to the younglings out in the transitory mist, for example. That's assuming the government doesn't prosecute me, which they might. Which they will. They're not showing any mercy to the Jedi right now. She glared at him. Thanks. You're making me feel much better. The second comlink sounded, this one with a chime identical to the one at Jaina's temple quarters. She took a deep breath, then pressed the button. She made her voice sound sleepy. What is it?
Hello, Jedi Solo, it's Dab. Routine location check.
Weren't you... What time is it?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, it was just an hour ago. My randomizer went off again.
Dab, just go away. I'm tired. I'm in bed. You know I'm here.
I have to see you in person, Jedi Solo. You know the rules.
Jaina switched off the comlink and mouthed a curse. She glanced at Jag. I'm sunk. Maybe not. Maybe the Empire can rescue a Jedi. He reached over and plucked the comlink from her fingers and smiled at her startled expression. He thumbed the comlink on.
Who's out there?
He made his own voice hoarse, sleepy. Jaina stared at him.
It's Dab, Dab Hantak,
Dab said.
Where's my blaster?
Jaina caught on and suppressed a laugh. As she'd heard her mother say many times over the years, she said,
It's under your pillow, where it always is. Give me just a second. All right, let him in. I'm gonna burn a hole right between his eyes.
Jag, he's only doing his duty.
Vape his duty. Come to think of it, vape the neat little hole between his eyes. I'm gonna burn his face clean off. Closed casket funeral for him. Diplomatic immunity for me. Let him in.
Dab's voice emerged from the comlink.
Jedi Solo, I'm satisfied that you're here. I'm just gonna mark this one as confirmed.
Jaina breathed a silent sigh of relief.
Thank you, Dab. Good night.
Good night.
She took the comlink back and switched it off.
Staying ahead of the moths is keeping you sharp.